We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week two of football's in the books. Now it's time to get ready for week three. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week three, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, this is the time to give it a try. And here's why. All new users, you can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you win $100. So how can you pass that up? Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 3, bet a dollar on them, and win $100. If they win, that's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, I'm betting that you thought I was going to forget about our winner, correct?
I did assume that, yes. That was my prediction.
Well, that is a pretty good assumption, but we are going to announce our winner, and it is Pat from Westchester. So, Pat, I will be getting in touch with you and get your mailing address, shirt size, and all of that. So, Greg, we're off to a good start, quarter number four, just by remembering to name our winner. So, how's that?
That sounds good to me, Jim. What more could we have asked for?
That is about it. So, Greg, we actually have college football going on. I know the Big Ten hasn't started yet. Football is happening. It's great to talk about it. I did want to get your take on some of the things going on. First of all, we actually have polls coming out. And this early, you know, just run up the usual suspects. Clemson and Alabama and Oklahoma are all at the top of the rankings. But the coaches poll was a little bit interesting because they started adding the Big Ten teams in. And interestingly enough, the highest ranked team, Ohio State, they have them number 10 out of the Big Ten. They have Penn State 13th with, no record. And I'm not sure how someone ends up with Ohio State 10th. I'm wondering if there are some voters who have them near the top and some voters who leave them completely out, and then the average turns into 10th. What do you think?
I would think that has to be the case. And here's what I don't know about the USA Today coaches poll, Jim. Keep in mind, the Big Ten didn't even get a show. Well, I guess we should first make note of the fact that it might be the coaches poll, and the coaches might be the ones whose names are listed on the ballots, but usually it's somebody else filling it out for these guys. Some head coaches do fill it out or at least give some input. But I just wonder if some of these guys who were coaching even knew, or some of these programs, whoever was doing it for the coaches, even knew that the Big Ten schedule was out and that they needed to review that. That's why the AP elected to not put the Big Ten in, because the schedule came out at a time when some of the voters were covering other games. Some of the voters were probably maybe not paying full attention to it. So, you know, it just kind of became a little bit messy to include them this week because of when the schedule came out on Saturday morning. But the coaches poll didn't care. They went ahead anyway. Penn State slots in at number 13. Obviously, they were number 7 in the preseason rankings, and we'll see where they end up in the AP top 25 next week. But yeah, I mean, a lot of SEC at the top of both polls as they get ready to kick off their season this weekend in SEC land. So we'll see what those results end up doing to this poll come Sunday.
Well, you know, that's a good point. You know, the Southeast Conference hasn't played yet either. So just like any other year, when you start getting a poll before the season starts and you say, just take it with a grain of salt, it's the same way, even more so this season. So once they start playing games, it will get interesting, though, pretty quickly, because teams are playing in conference. We don't have to watch, Alabama beat up on the Little Sisters of the Poor and then try to decide if they should move up in the rankings. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, Greg, is the Big 12. Last week, they lost three games to Sunbelt teams. This week, Oklahoma State had the fight of their life against Tulsa. Is there a legitimate team that in that conference that could compete with Oklahoma? Are we just counting on Texas? Is it a two-team conference?
Yeah, I think so. I have not been impressed by what I've seen out of that conference so far. I didn't see as many games last Saturday as I had hoped to, but the Saturday before, then what I was able to watch of the Big 12 was just not great, Jim, to say the least. Just not sure. You know, that conference tends to be a little bit helter-skelter, up and down, and kind of top-heavy, and it looks like this year it could be top-heavier than ever, if that's even a word. I think that is a two-team race for sure, and really, I don't even know if Texas obviously is, I believe, like number eight, definitely a top-10 team, but I could still see Oklahoma having its way with Texas when that matchup finally gets here. So, I like Oklahoma to kind of boat race everyone it plays this year. It has Kansas State this weekend. I'm sure it's an enormous betting favorite, and we'll probably be able to coast to victory.
We had a question from in our earlier segment of Ask Greg talking about, will this just end up being the four winners of the four major conferences? The AAC, what is that? The All-American Conference might have something to say about that with Central Florida's good, Cincinnati's good, I guess Memphis is pretty good, and Central Florida handled, like, was it Georgia Tech, who had beaten Florida State the previous week. They're still going to be there with an argument, aren't they, Greg?
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. I mean, at least for now. And if there was ever a year for them to kind of sneak into the conversation, it'd be this year with all the weirdness that's going on. You have UCF at 13, Cincinnati at 14. So, I mean, the group of five teams are going to be there for the taking. But, you know, again, I think obviously once, if the Big Ten was out, that would have gave them a much easier path. I'm not telling anyone anything they don't know or going out on a long limb here, that adding the Big Ten back in surely hurts their chances of being a part of that conversation, but we'll see. It may be a little bit easier for the group of five team to have a say in the college football playoff with at least one Power Five program sitting out, or at least at this point in time. It's amazing to me, Jim. Nobody wanted to play in terms of the Big Ten or the Pac-12 or the Mountain West or whatever, and now they're all falling over each other to try and get in line behind the Big Ten after seeing what the Big Ten was able to do with its reversal, which is fascinating to me. So, yeah, I don't know. We could end up with all five Power Five schools playing, or conferences playing, and then it won't matter what the group of five schools do. But, yeah, so far so good for them at this point.
What is going on with the Pac-12? I mean, when the Big Ten decided to cancel, it took them about 20 seconds to decide they were also going to cancel. And all during that whole time, there was no even conversation about the Pac-12 playing. It just seemed like it was an impossibility in the fall. Then as soon as the Big Ten says, yeah, we're going to play, lo and behold, we start getting some noise from the Pac-12 wanting to play.
Yeah, correct. So it sounds like they're trying to get some testing set up. And, you know, then one of the hurdles that they cleared seemingly not too long ago was that California and I think one other Pac-12 state, if you will, has some pretty strict laws in place when it comes to gatherings and being able to practice and college sports and youth sports and things like that. So they needed guidance from not just the state government, but also, I guess, the local government too, for schools like USC and some of the other California programs, along with maybe a couple other states. So that was a challenge that the Big Ten did not have. So the Big Ten was not relying on completely changing coronavirus mitigation rules and or ordinances/laws in a variety of states. So if the Big Ten, you know, the Pac-12 clearly seemed to indicate that it had some momentum in getting over those hurdles. But I just don't see how they could start in time now, Jim, to, I mean, they have to start like the second week of November, and still it would be tough because I don't know, they might be able to play like 6 or 7 games, but would that be enough in the college football playoff committee's eyes? I don't know. Maybe it would be, maybe it wouldn't be. We'll have to wait and see. Of course, this changes by the day, by the hour. The Pac-12 doesn't seem to be moving at quite the warp speed in terms of changing narratives and rumors the way the Big Ten was, but it's not too far behind it either. So would it shock me at this point if they got back on the field? No, not at all. Do I think it's as likely as it was that the Big Ten was going to get to this point? I don't think that's the case.
And if you have in the Big Ten where they're going, if they get the season in and play every week, they're going to have 9 games in, and they're all going to be conference games. So what you're eliminating are the out-of-conference games. You're eliminating the Kent States and the San Diego States. When you look at it that way, there's not much difference in their schedule than it was every year. You're just taking away those couple, essentially, exhibition games in the out-of-conference. But if the Pac-12 comes in with a season of only 6 or 7 games, is that not the point where a selection committee has to take that into consideration?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that kind of goes back to the conversation of, do we think the committee's just going to take the top, you know, the winners of the 4 Power 5 conferences? If the Pac-12 plays, how are they going to be evaluated? I mean, part of me says it's going to be easier than we think, but you can also see some pretty clear pitfalls that could pop up along the way. So, yeah, obviously, again, I think it's just fun to be having this particular conversation, and the football playoff committee this year more than any others is going to have some tough decisions to make in terms of how it wants to grade. You know, teams playing different schedules, teams starting at different times than others. Will it, you know, grade on a curve? Will it not? There's just a lot to take into consideration here, and I don't think we're going to know how they truly weighed and considered everything until after the final decision's made.
Towards the end of getting back to normalcy, I remember asking this question last year, and I probably asked it the year before. When you look at the polls, you see Clemson and Alabama at the top, like they always are. Real quick, if you were a betting man, and I know you are, and you had to pick, you have Clemson and Alabama over here, or the rest of the field, who do you pick?
I'm taking the rest of the field. It's just going to be such a bizarre year, Jim, that I would rather. I know that they're two standout teams. Clemson's just murdered everyone they've played so far. But give me the rest of the field in a weird year where you could lose your best players at just about any time. Also, Jim, pick of the week is Army at Cincinnati.
Ooh, great pick. What's the spread right now?
14. So they're getting 14 points.
Interesting. All right. That's it for this edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout.
Get in on all of the Week 3 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.